Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to church this Mother's Day. For the welcome, I'll be reading the poem Butterfly Wings by Robin Fogel. Like a butterfly emerges and unfolds its graceful wings, a child grows and develops with the love a mother brings. I'm thankful for the times when you encouraged me to try, for God gave me wings, but Mom, you taught me how to fly. Bob Knoll has an announcement.
Good morning. A couple things on the chicken barbecue. Those that use have taken tickets. Today would be the day I would need the count so we can get that squared away. Anybody would want to buy any singles, I'll be in the back to purchase them. And the last item would be if anybody wants to help, it is going to be May 22nd. Please see me. We could use some help also. Thank you.
Susie Dundor also has an announcement.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. The Mission Fellowship Commission is collecting jewelry, purses, sunglasses, and watches for the Londonderry Village's yard sale, and that'll be till the 26th. And if you want to go to the yard sale, it is May 30th, the 31st, and June 1st. So you can put everything on the table. We have a table designed just for that out in the gathering place. Thank you.
Leslie also has an announcement. Does anyone else have any other announcements? All right, if we could please stand for our opening hymn.
Thank you. Mothers come in many different forms, and today we celebrate them all.
Thank God for mothers.
Everyone here is either a son or a daughter.
Thank God for my mother.
For those women who have joined God in heaven and whom we miss dearly here on earth.
For every woman who is working day and night to raise her children right now.
For all the women who are expecting but aren't quite mothers yet.
For the woman who took in others' children through adoption and foster care.
For those women who have lost the children to death and may carry on.
For all the women have desperately wanted to have children of their own, but chose instead to mother everyone else.
Thank God for the mothers of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the women who have been able to spare our lives in so many ways.
Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for our mothers, who were brave enough to give birth, who loved through many growing up years, who taught about God and love and being good, who often got no thanks, whose ears could hear the slightest cry, whose eyes didn't miss much either, whose hands held and bathed and picked up, whose heart was often broken, who always forgave and forgot, who encouraged when things went bad, who always had time to listen, who worked so hard to make things go, who make the world so much better, who deserve our love on Mother's Day and every day, even for eternity. Amen.
We have one family that's going to be dedicating their baby this morning, and that is Seth and Lindsay Diamond are dedicating Owen Cameron. So if they will come to the front of the church. And also if their parents would like to come, would be grandparents. Most of the time, we don't think much about babies except when they're born. And when they're born, it's a very great experience for most people. Unfortunately, that's not the way it is with all people. But for Seth and Lindsay, I'm sure it is. When babies are born, as I said, we don't think much about it sometimes, but have you ever stopped to think how great a privilege and joy it is that God has chosen to bring new life into the world through we human beings? As far as I can understand, Adam and Eve were the only man and woman created by God. And then Jesus, through Mary, by the Holy Spirit. Other than that, all the rest of us have come from parents, human parents. And so it's God's blessing upon us that he allows us to bring new life into the world. And so Seth and Lindsay have come today to dedicate Cameron. And as they do, will you turn and look at me? I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And God has entrusted Cameron into your care. He is a plastic clay in your hands to be shaped into a fit vessel for his service. Do you now present him before God in solemn consecration? If so, answer, we do. Do you consecrate yourselves as parents to the task of rearing Cameron in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Owen. I'll get both of them in there. Do you promise to instruct Owen in the Christian way of life and to the best of your ability provide a home atmosphere of devotion and prayer by your personal example, lead it finally through confession and baptism into the fellowship of the church? If so, answer, we do. You may be seated.
Things Mom would never say.
How on earth can you see the TV sitting so far back?
Just leave all the lights on. It makes the house look more cheery.
Let me smell the shirt. Yeah, it's good for another week.
Go ahead and keep that stray dog, honey. I'll be glad to feed and walk him every day.
Well, if Timmy's mom says it's okay, that's good enough for me.
The curfew is just a general time to shoot for. It's not like I'm running a prison around here.
I don't have a tissue with me. Just use your sleeve.
Don't bother wearing a jacket. The wind chill is bound to improve.
Our mothers may not say any of these things. But one thing our mothers would say is to support the church with our tithings and offerings. Physical and financial support of the church is something our mothers would definitely tell us to do. Would the ushers please come forward?
There is no children's church today. Let us pray. God of great gifts, we give you these gifts today, knowing that you are the Father of gifts. You, Mother, as constantly providing for us, caring for us, as we have been abundantly provided for, as we give abundantly to the work that you give us to do. The work of the church, the care for those who are poor, accept these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, men, you know what this means. It's time to sing for your wives and daughters on Mother's Day. Come on up. Bring a brown hymnal along. Bring a brown hymnal along. Come on, guys, don't make me come down there.
Can we have a number, please? It's request time. You girls can pick what you would like to sing. Pick a song. If you don't pick a song, we're not going to sing.
Four thirty-four.
10. 10. All right. Page 10.
Let us pray. All-loving God, we give you thanks and praise for mothers young and old. We pray for young mothers who give life and count toes and tend to our every need. May they be blessed with patience and tenderness to care for their families and themselves with great joy. We pray for our own mothers who have nurtured and cared for us. May they continue to guide in strong and gentle ways. We remember mothers who are separated from their children because of war, poverty, or conflict. May they feel the loving embrace of our God who wipes every tear away. We pray for women who are not mothers but still love and shape us with motherly care and compassion. We remember mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers who are no longer with us but who live forever in our memory and nourish us with their love. Amen.
Ephesians 6:1-3. Children, obey your parents, because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth.
This morning, I'm going to share a book about mothers with you, okay? This is a book I read to my kids, and I love this book. This is a great book. You guys know which ones, who are my kids, right?
Yeah.
They're not little anymore, huh? No, they're teenagers now. All right, the book is called Love You Forever, and it's written by Robert Munch.
I have it.
You have this book. Do you like it? I like it, too. All right. Can you guys see? You want to come down here? You can see the pictures? Good. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old. And he ran all around the house. He pulled all of the books off the shelves. He pulled all of the food out of the refrigerator. And he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. I bet your parents have said that too, because I know I said that. Right? Sometimes we drive our parents crazy. But at night, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth and back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, and back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when that teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and dropped him back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes, on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. If that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, "You'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song. "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." So what do you think? You think your moms love you as much as this mommy loved her little boy? I think so. I know your moms. I know they love you very much, right? Do you think God's love is like that? He loves us forever. He likes us for always. And as long as we're living, his children will be, right? God loves us like that, too. And your parents love you forever, too, right?
And his parents, too.
Yeah. All right, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for mothers who love us and who pass that love on to us. And thank you for a God who loves us always and loves us forever and will always like us too. In your name we pray. Amen.
Okay, guys, go back to your parents. I'm going to be reading a story. It's called Mother's Love. "Is this the long way?" asked the young mother as she set her foot on the path of life. And the guide said, "Yes, and the way is hard, and you will be old before you reach the end of it. But the end will be better than the beginning." The young mother was happy, and she would not believe that anything could be better than these years. So she played with her children, she fed them and bathed them, taught them how to tie their shoes and ride a bike, and reminded them to feed the dog and do their homework and brush their teeth. The sun shone on them, and the young mother cried, "Nothing will ever be lovelier than this." Then the nights came and the storm, and the path was sometimes dark, and the children shook with fear and cold, and the mother drew them close and covered them with her arms. The children said, "Mother, we are not afraid, for you are near, and no harm can come." And the morning came, and there was a hill ahead, and the children climbed and grew and weary, and the mother was weary. But at all times she said to the children, "A little patience, and we are there." So the children climbed, and as they climbed, they learned to weather the storms. And with this, she gave them strength to face the world. Year after year, she showed them compassion, understanding, hope, but most of all, unconditional love. And when they reached the top, they said, "Mother, we could not have done it without you." The days went on, and the weeks, and the months, and the years. The mother grew old, and she became little and bent. But her children were tall and strong, and walked with courage. And the mother, when she lay down at night, looked up at the stars and said, "This is a better day than the last, for my children have learned so much and are now passing these traits on to their children." And when they became rough for her, they lifted her and gave her strength, just as she had given them hers. One day, they came to a hill, and beyond the hill, they could see a shining road and golden gates flung wide. And Mother said, "I have reached the end of my journey, and now I know the end is better than the beginning. For my children can walk with dignity and pride, with their heads held high, and so can their children after them." And the children said, "You will always walk with us, Mother, even when you have gone through the gates." And they stood and watched her as she went on alone, and the gates closed after her. And they said, "We cannot see her, but she is with us still." A mother is more than a memory. She is a living presence. Your mother is always with you. She's the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the street. She's the smell of certain foods you remember, flowers you pick, perfume and perfume that she wore. She's the cool hand on your brow when you're not feeling well. She's your breath in the air on a cold winter's day. She is the sound of the rain that lulls you to sleep, the colors of a rainbow. She is your birthday morning. Your mother lives inside your laughter, and she's crystallized in every teardrop. A mother shows through in every emotion. Happiness, sadness, fear, jealousy, love, hate, anger, helplessness, excitement, joy, sorrow, and all the while hoping and praying you will only know the good feelings in life. She's the place you came from, your first home, and she's the map you follow with every step you take. She's your first love, your first friend, even your first enemy, but nothing on earth can separate you. Not time, not space, not even death.
This poem is entitled God's Helpers by George W. Wiseman. God cannot be in every place with loving hands to help erase the teardrop from each baby's face. And so he thought of Mother. He could not send us here alone and leave us to a fate unknown without providing for his own the outstretched arms of Mother. God could not watch us night and day and kneel beside our crib to pray or kiss our little aches away. And so he sent his mother. And when our childhood days began, he simply could not take command. That's why he placed our tiny hand securely into mother's. The days of youth slipped quickly by. Life's sun rose higher in the sky. Full grown were we, yet every nigh to love us still was mother. And when life's span of years shall end, I know that God will gladly send to welcome home her child again, that ever faithful mother.
I have the poem, Mother, I found it just the other day. Mother, I want you to know that I have it, but I found it just the other day. Hidden behind all of my busyness, yet right in plain view. Everyone around me could see it, but I found it just the other day. After I found it, I realized it had been there all along, always growing, taking new shapes, yet never changing. But I found it just the other day. That's when I stopped all of my busyness and took a real good look at it. Then I realized it was yours. Mine too. You gave it to me. But I found it just the other day. Sometimes you gave it to me knowingly. Other times, by God's divine plan. I know you haven't missed it. You kept it as much as you gave away. But Mother, I found it just the other day. That's it? That's right. That's exactly what I found. I found your best, the very best of you, Mother. I found it, and I found it in me. Thank you.
A Happy Mother's Day Wish by Vincent Schoen. This Mother's Day wish is to all of the mothers out there. You are not forgotten, you are loved, you are appreciated. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a wonderful way to remember those mothers in our lives that have contributed so much. Certainly, the day was created as a marketing ploy to boost sales of various mom-related items and greeting cards. But so what? With all the trouble we gave our poor moms, don't they deserve a day of recognition? But with any marketing ploy, Mother's Day has, for much too long, appealed to the sterile definition of the word mother, and for that same much too long period of time, all of those beautiful people who, in this world, who have dedicated their lives to us, yet may not have actually given birth to us, have been too sadly neglected. This Mother's Day wish is to all the mothers out there. You are not forgotten. You are loved. You are appreciated. To all the moms, happy Mother's Day. First of all, how did you do it? We must have driven you wacky with all of our antics in life so far. You were amazing. You were there when we needed you, treated us like we were the best even when we felt like we were the worst. You loved us even when we thought we were unlovable. You were phenomenal. To all the moms of our four-legged and winged children, happy Mother's Day. Some mothers out there are loving to our sacred and beautiful animal children. Our puppies, dogs, cats, kittens, birds, and more also have thrived because of your love to them. These animal children have needed to eat, a warm place to sleep, to play, to be petted, and to be mothered by you. You're an amazing mother to them and made their lives happy. To all the stepmoms or significant other moms, happy Mother's Day. You were given a gift to love a child or children that was brought into your life through marriage or a longtime partner. You honored us, loved us, and helped us to be the best we can. You gave us Band-Aids, love, warmth, and more. You are as much as a mother as the birth giver. To all the moms who wanted to have children but could not, happy Mother's Day. First, let me say, you are still a mom. There is a tremendous truth in the old sentiment, it takes a village to raise a child. I cannot even begin to express how many wonderful moms like you have helped us to be greater people in the world. We can't always go to our first moms, but you, our other moms, mold us, guide us, and advise us in ways that stay with us forever. You are a sacred, honored, and critical part of our lives as another mom. To all the moms who have crossed over, happy Mother's Day. Before you left us, you gave us everything and you gave everything to us in this world. You left a legacy behind that will define us for the rest of our lives. We appreciated you so much. I never quite realized how much would be gone once you left. Thank you for giving us so much while you were here with us. To all the mother-in-laws, happy Mother's Day. You didn't even have a choice about getting us as a part of your life, but here we are. You are entrusting us with the most important person in your lives, your child. And though things may not have always been perfect between us, you do the best you can to welcome us. Thank you. We really do love you. You created the most important person in our lives. To all the foster moms, happy Mother's Day. You are taking a child in hopes to improve their lives. You give, perhaps, to exhaustion and receive little in return. But though it might not seem like it at times, giving with love can help to improve the lives of those that might seem lost. You deserve to be honored for your hard work. To all the adopting moms, happy Mother's Day. You are the type of mom who had a choice to bring a child into your life. That is the most incredible gift to someone. Sometimes children are not wanted in life, but you are the opposite of this. A child that is adopted was brought into your life. Thank you. To all the moms who may not be in our lives for some reason, happy Mother's Day. Some mothers are not in our lives. Sometimes this is temporary, and sometimes this is not. Sometimes it is by choice. Some mothers in life make poor decisions or are abusive or victims of abuse themselves. None of this means we do not love them, but sometimes it is okay not to have these mothers in our lives so that everyone can heal in their own ways. And as much as there is happiness and joy to someone, there is also pain and sadness to others. But we can still acknowledge that our Creator has put us into life situations for a number of reasons. This said, though some mothers may not be in our lives, we still wish the best for them, love them as best as we can, and try to live a great life for those that are around us today. We still wish you a happy Mother's Day. To all the single fathers or grandparents who have stepped forward, happy Mother's Day. Sometimes the mother may not be a part of the child's life for a multitude of reasons. For those fathers or grandparents who have had to take on the mom role, thanks to you, you are also being honored on this day. To all the moms out there, you are amazing, you are loved, and you are appreciated.
helped us with our faith journey. Have a happy Mother's Day.